When it comes to art, perspective is everything. Perhaps that's why directors at New York City's famed Metropolitan Museum of Art decided to shift theirs, setting their sights on a new location in Manhattan. The Met Broyer opens this month at 75th and Madison, showcasing the museum's collection of modern and contemporary art. If the building looks familiar, it's because it used to be the Whitney Museum of American Art. Met Broyer curators won't be straying far from the building's contemporary leanings, but they're putting their own perspective on things, and it promises to be historic.
So the Metkin is known for its deep and historic holdings, and to position modern and contemporary within that longer context is something quite unique.
In Unfinished, Thoughts Left Visible, visitors will see a vast collection of 20th and 21st century works that show how even the best artists, whether intentionally or not, left work undone. Turns out, whether it's a Picasso or a Warhol, one universal theme emerges, an idea that has stood the test of time. We don't always finish what we start. The dichotomy of old and new was not lost on art critics.
It was amazing to see Renaissance and Baroque art in this space where I've had my education in contemporary art over decades.
And perhaps Unfinished is a fitting title for the Met Broyer's own efforts to start anew, in a space that's markedly different in both look and feel from the original Metropolitan Museum. By showcasing contemporary works like that of Indian artist Nasreen Mohammadi, visitors will begin to see the Met as more than just an exhibitor of Egyptian tombs and historical artifacts.
They've taken a lot more freedom than the conservative Metropolitan Museum normally does by mixing Renaissance and contemporary works together here.
Contemporary works that will ultimately have their place in history, so long as viewers are open to new perspectives.
The art doesn't mean anything until the viewer is with it, basically to give it meaning. That's why we're here. To create a context for the old Whitney, now Met Broyer.
And in the context of the art world, that perspective is always welcome. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.